Welcome to another edition of In the Vine podcast, brought to you by iKingsMedia.com.
All right. Hey, welcome to this new year, and welcome to some really aggressive teaching on identity restoration. That's what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to lay kind of the four points out to you to give you the groundwork, to give you something like to really work with. We talked about spirit identity. This is like restorative identity. Say, yeah, I get it. I want to be a spirit being having a human experience, but the human experience is about whacked me out, Teresa. I totally understand. I totally get you. So with some leading of the Holy Spirit and some things that I've learned for a while now, but really coming together in the last 6-7 months, I'm really excited to talk about, I don't even know how to term this, but some steps that you can, like tools, let's call them tools and not steps, that you can actually be and walk spirit-driven and not driven by the trauma of your drama. You know, we talked about recalibrate, and this so goes along with the recalibration word. What's recalibrate mean? We were going to recalibrate our total belief system. We're going to walk according to our identity, going to recalibrate that wherever we need to. And as the result of that, flowing from our belief system and the recalibration, we're going to experience healing. Trauma from the drama is going to be gone. It's going to be like walking out who we are. I love this quote it's from Ray Light. He says, "We are not in process of becoming who we are created to be. We are in the process of believing who God created us to be." So that's what I'm going to be talking about. If there's some noise and you hear it in the background, it's just my husband counseling and sharing with a friend. So I want to share some things. And this is obviously all about recalibrating your spirit identity, recalibrating who you are. And, you know, I can look back even in this last year and see the highs and the lows, the challenges, the joys. And I really felt like God was calling me to learn some things and teach them. And when you hear the Spirit, okay, and you hear that hum, and you know He's talking to you, it's amazing. What He calls you to, He will provide grace or provide what you need to go in that direction. God's calling me to a more intense coaching. He's calling me to a more restorative identity, to really walk out being a spirit being, having a human experience, and not letting the human experience, mind struggles, fear, get me off track. So I want to just go over four things and real quick, because I think we could break each one of these down. I think God, I'm going to trust God and the Holy Spirit to speak to you on these four. The step number one is one that's very dear to my heart, because for however many years, I've heard my husband or my kids say, "Focus, Mom," or "Be present." So I want to be intentional. Step one, number one, is you being intentional to staying present mentally or emotionally, especially with those that are close to you. Now, it also means to stay present with yourself and what you're feeling in any situation. I'm learning that staying present really gives you the capacity to walk in areas with boundaries of better communication. So I was practicing being present the other day. It was just me. But I was really practicing being present. And the fire was cracking when this was happening. And so then I imagine myself, how do I do this when someone's there? Really don't focus on what you're thinking with the Lord. Just really listen to someone. Be present gives you the chance, okay, to be true to everything around you. And it as you're being present, it keeps you from going into that self-protective mode. Say, no, I'm not going to go in the self-protective mode and ignore them and be quiet. I'm going to be present. Second one is, this is interesting, I will choose reality. Meaning, I'll choose to acknowledge what I'm thinking and believing instead of denying them or stuffing them down. Or, you know, if you stuff what you're really feeling down, you stuff it in the ground. And it's like fertile soil for fear and every manifestation of the fruit of fear to come around. I mean, So I'm going to acknowledge what I'm feeling. I'm going to acknowledge how I am, my thoughts and my emotions. Let me lead this to this, though. Someone said, this one author said, our emotions are like a spiritual nervous system. They're not bad. So this thought is creating this emotion. So this is the key to this. By my allowing myself to actually feel that and that emotion from the thought, I'm going to identify where is that thought coming from. If it's coming from a lie, okay, I'm going to take that thought captive and make it obedience to Christ. Take that thought captive. It says that in Scripture. You take your thoughts captive and make it obedient to Christ. So you got a thought. It's a lie. It's not who you are. It's not who you created to be. It's a flat-out lie. I'm going to grab it and replace it with a truth. And I'm going to take that captive. I'm going to remove it. I'm going to, if I have to make more declarations of who I am. And sometimes in the heat of the moment of emotions and everything, that's where I think just the fact that you can choose reality. Okay, I'm not going to deny this. This sucks. This hurts. Excuse my language. I need to do something about it. Okay, and another part of this is huge for me. Don't translate someone else's emotions as discernment to what the other people are feeling, thinking, or doing. So if you experience something, don't translate your emotions and your discernment to think that they're saying or doing something that they really aren't. But you're translating your emotions to what someone else is actually feeling or thinking. Huh. Like you could think, well, so-and-so doesn't call me anymore. I'm really upset about it, but I'm not going to call them. You know, the reason they're not calling. So that person's making an assumption of what the other person's thinking. Who knows? The other person may be thinking, why aren't they calling me? Why aren't they staying in touch? It can get really weird. But it can get so real. I will not translate my emotions as discernment to what other people are feeling, thinking, or doing. I just had to say that again. Think about that. I will not translate my emotions, my thoughts, to what other people are feeling, thinking, or doing. If you knew what other people were feeling, thinking, or doing, you were God. And you're not God. Discernment's good, but don't get the discernment out of whack. Number three. This is kind of similar to number two. It's simply this. I will not believe a lie about who I am in Christ. I will not believe a lie about who. This is practice, because you may have to come up to this daily. I will not believe a lie about who I am in Christ. That lie may come from yourself, often it does, or that lie may come from someone verbally assaulting you about something in your past, or just verbally having a disagreement with you. It doesn't have to change. You can have a disagreement and confront, but it doesn't change who you are in Christ. My compass for living is believing and coming from a place of peace. My compass for living is really coming from a compass of peace, as I believe I'm living in the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the kingdom of God. Is it when I'm experiencing? Do I get righteousness, peace, or joy? I lost my joy. What lie am I believing? When fear enters, I will assess what lie I'm believing in and then recalibrate to the truth. Okay? So when fear, that's my thing. When it enters, what lie am I believing? What am I empowering by believing that lie? I also want to go back and say one thing. When you respond in self-protection and hiding in any one of these points, disconnect is not the kingdom of God. Disconnect is not the kingdom of God. Because disconnect does not lead to peace, joy, and righteousness. For the kingdom of God is what? Is not a matter of rules about food and drink, but it is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace, and joy. Romans 14, verse 17, in the Passion Translation. Romans 14, verse 17. Write that down. Number four is, I stay connected to God in His presence. I will continually engage with the Holy Spirit, bring Him my thoughts and my feelings, and even experience the presence as I'm in the midst of these other steps. the kingdom of God is in me right now, where I am, whatever situation I find myself. The kingdom of God is in you, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself involved in. You can be intentional about being in his presence. You can be intentional about feeling his presence, not seeking the glory, but the glory is in you. So acknowledge the glory. Not seeking peace, but peace of God resides in me. Not seeking joy, but knowing, no, the joy of my salvation. And I'll be intentional about being in his presence and not hiding in self-protection. I'll continually refresh my mind and soul who I am in Christ. This is me talking to me. I'm talking to you. This is what you can do. I'll write this out maybe. I think it'll be part of a blog post, but I will always want you to get the nuts and bolts of this because I want to stay true to this group and stay true to what I promised you. Now, this is what I want. I'll give you an example. I was writing these steps down, really working through them, and the very next day I started the day with a phone call that was disturbing. But it was really awesome. I instantly thought, I need to rise up. What am I feeling? That's okay, but who am I? So I rose up in my identity in talking and was able to not go back steps from who I was in this particular situation. The day went on. I was really kind of in one of those, do you ever get one of those, you just want to stay home, don't want to do anything? Well, we had a lot to do that day in our business, my husband's business. And I help him in it. And I just didn't want to go. Gave me a cookie. Okay. But I was just feeling all this weird emotion. And we got into some discussions. But it was so amazing that I was able to go through these steps myself. I was able to stay present. Don't, Teresa, when I get in I don't like confrontation where my husband's not afraid of confrontation. So I often can just go off into la-la land out of self-protection and not connect. Well, I was really intense. Even though it felt hurt and wasn't being misunderstood, or we were just talking about a difficult issue, I stayed present. Then I once again recalibrated my thoughts. Who am I in Christ? That was the past. This is now. Who am I becoming? Who am I created to be? Who am I going through the process of believing who I am? And then I identified a few lies, and I just stayed connected through the process. It was funny, we got home about 4 or 5, and I had to get on my computer, meaning I had to let the Holy Spirit process with me. I can't read my own writing. Rachel found that out. She can't read my writing either. And trying to read the beginning, what I wrote in a book, and Teresa, what was the last two sentences? So I knew I had to just translate what I was feeling on paper and let God process me. Was so awesome to be able just to feel the presence, know what he was teaching me, and actually walking out what I believe in, what I've been learning for the however many years, and be able to put it on paper as an example to be able to share with you. So can you connect with that? Can you connect with the idea of staying present? Not being present and disconnected is not the kingdom of God. Number two, reality. Go ahead and face what am I thinking. Don't bury it in the emotion, but where is it coming from? Is it coming from a lie? Then take that thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Number three, don't know empowering lies. No empowering who you not are. Who you are in Christ. Follow that leading. If you need more declarations, I always say go to Ephesians 1 and 2. You get so many. And then number four, staying connected to God and his presence. Stay connected always. It's not from a striving place, it's from a resting place of seeking him daily with worship, with reading the word, with more worship, with soaking in his presence. I think I'm gonna teach about how to soak. That'll be really interesting how to do that on here. But so just some steps that I encourage you. It's a shorter than I thought mentor video, but I want you just to really process what I'm saying here. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill in the blanks, and we're going to talk more. It's all part of that recalibration. It's all part of you walking in the sweet spot of your destiny. All right, so let me know what you think. I always love your feedback below this video, or email me or text me. I really do love you, and I'll talk to you in the next video.
Thank you so much for listening to In the Vine podcast. For more information, check us out online at ikingsmedia.com.